Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. You know, the Great Reset, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, far left crowd, they want to reset society. That's not a joke. He actually wrote a book on it. Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, called The Great Reset. As I've said repeatedly, there's actually a website dedicated to The Great Reset. Have you ever asked yourself, what are they trying to reset? Well, they're trying to reset society. Reset society. From why would you want to reset society? We're, you know, given all the problems, we're still doing okay. I mean, we have things we didn't have years ago, decades ago. We have antibiotics, technology, communications equipment, a large food supply. Why would you want to reset everything? Well, because what's led to all that? Capitalism and freedom, and leftists hate that. They love totalitarian control. China's always been a model for them. They've said it. The Great Reset crowd, they love China because they love totalitarianism. Well, do you notice some of them are awfully quiet about the ongoing economic and human and financial and totalitarian disaster going on in Shanghai, a city of 26 million people, as the Chinese Communist Party totalitarian thugs lock down the entire city, killing cats and dogs and imprisoning people? Here's the hellscape in Shanghai, the prison state they're living in. You know, folks, this is what it really looks like when you live in a totalitarian regime. Here's a woman trying to escape from the COVID people who I guess they wanted to put her in quarantine. This is one of, I kid you not, hundreds of videos I could put up, each one more disgusting than the last, of what's going on in Shanghai, the prison state right now. Check this out. The videos are so disturbing. I have to be very careful about what I put up because I know some kids watch this stuff. There are videos of cats and dogs being slaughtered, being stuck in bags. There are videos of kids being put in pandemic suits, don't even fit them, hauled out into trucks to be taken away. Folks, you understand this is the model the left wants here. I'm going to tie this together. Don't go anywhere, please. I'm going to tie this together, showing you in a piece how the left wants to use this same exact model here, especially the Green New Deal lefters. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. It's always been about what, Joe? We've talked about this for now 8 years of doing the show. Control.
Yeah. Control. Yeah.
Control. I don't mean that. And I'm not trying to be a poet here. I'm telling you candidly, the left loves control. Capitalism, freedom, and a constitutional republic puts control in your hands, the individual. None of this is complicated. If you want socialism and totalitarianism, which the left loves, they need concentrated government power. They need to take control away from you and give it to the government. It's really that simple. COVID was a vehicle for them to gain control. Mandates are about control. That's the essence of a mandate. They can tell you what to do. It explains why they fell in love with vaccine mandates and mask mandates and left everything out. Now, if you were under the ridiculous delusional belief system that any of these leftists are doing this out of a sense of principle, anything, then you're lost. These same leftists who claim to be against a bill in China that doesn't exist, the Don't Say Gay bill, these same leftists craving control, will do anything to shill for China, even if it directly contradicts a position they took the day before, because China's about control. Here's what I mean. Here's BlackRock CEO, guy who's been a regular star of the show, Larry Fink. Now, this guy is a diehard, devout leftist, okay? He runs one of the biggest investment firms in the world. He is constantly pushing companies to do more environmental stuff, so ESG, environmental, social, governance stuff, pushing them towards a leftist agenda. This guy's investment firm is huge. He owns a ton of stock in companies, right? He can influence a company with a buy and sell decision like that. He sells your stock. He can sink your company. He is constantly pushing these companies to take these leftist stances on things, including their Green New Deal environmental agenda. Here's Larry Fink, though. China, one of the dirtiest countries in the world when it comes to environmental restrictions, talking about how he admires totalitarian regimes. The same ones that put cats in bags and hunt that lady down in the street to throw her into quarantine. This is your principled leader here? Check this out.
Uncertainty. Markets don't like uncertainty. Markets like actually totalitarian governments where you have a understanding of what's out there. And obviously we're the whole dimension is changing now with, as you said, a democratization of countries. And democracies are very messy. As we know in the United States, you have opinions changing back and forth.
That is Larry Fink, CEO of one of the most important investment firms. He controls money. Some of you have money invested with Larry Fink. And you don't even know it. Telling you how wonderful it is. Totalitarian regimes. You mean the same ones, Larry, to throw cats in bags, kill dogs in the street, imprison their people in a 26 million person prison camp called Shanghai due to impart upon them a COVID restriction lockdown that'll never work? You mean that kind of totalitarian regime? Here's Larry Fink here again. Big leftist activists, right? Leftist activists. I thought they were about the environment and protecting gay people from a fictitious Don't Say Gay bill. I thought they were all about that. It's kind of weird because in China, and I'll get to that in a second, they don't give a damn about people who are gay. Matter of fact, they don't want you even saying gay in China. Yet I don't see them talking about that much. And yet environmental restrictions in China are really non-existent. They're one of the biggest polluters in the world. So he was confronted on Squawk Box, Larry Fink, about this, about the hypocrisy. And he claims, oh, no, we're pushing China to do the same stuff, too. Well, you're not doing that great of a job. But he was a little uncomfortable with the question when he was confronted about BlackRock and China and their relationship over there. I mean, they're polluters, right? Here's part of his answer. Check this out.
We have a great interconnected economy. We have a business in China. We are trying to build Chinese savings like we build savings in every other country. We work with them on retirement. We work with them on trying to build a better future for their citizens by building a retirement market. The United States, they own over $2.1 trillion of U.S. Securities. The Chinese does. I mean, this is a very interconnected relationship.
It's very interconnected. You see all the buzzwords he uses when confronted on the fact that, he's very Thurston Howley. You see how he does that? How he talks you in circles, trying to justify why BlackRock's so heavily involved in China. China, a totalitarian regime that imprisons Uyghurs, sterilizes people, kills cats and dogs, imprisons a city of 26 million people. It's engaged in the world's largest surveillance state apparatus, is nuclear powered, is a constant threat to the United States and Taiwan. They have no problem with that, but they do have a problem with a fake bill in China that doesn't exist. Excuse me, a fake bill in Florida that doesn't exist called the Don't Say Gay bill, even though the bill doesn't say gay, and ironically what the left calls a Don't Say Gay bill. Now, as you notice that although you can say gay in Florida, in stark contrast to what the hack leftists are trying to tell you, that is actually a myth. There is no Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. That is a hoax and a conspiracy theory on the left. It's kind of weird how Variety, you can see Variety, which is a leftist entertainment rag, and their blue checkmark account says that references to a gay relationship were edited out of this movie called Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore by Warner Brothers for the film's release in China. Where are all the, just checking here, right? So again, the leftists who love China will protect China no matter what. These are the same leftists who tell you they're activists for the gay community. They're activists for the environment, but they protect China, even though you can't say gay apparently in China, and they're one of the world's biggest polluters. Interesting. So even though apparently you're not allowed to say gay in China, nobody said a thing. That's really, really weird. The verdict is in. Sounds like they're full of crap to me. Sounds like there's a full of crap alert, and it's a 5-alarm full of crap fire.
Yeah.
These people are frauds. You are being played for a sucker. A sucker. You're being played for a fool. Why is this such a colossal embarrassment? I want to make sure, because I don't like to talk in circles like Larry Fink. You understand where I'm going with this. This has nothing to do with the left caring about people who are gay or caring about the environment. If it did, they would call out China for being the world's biggest polluter and for censoring gay references in China. But you hear nothing, because this isn't about principles. This is about control. And China is the world's biggest authoritarian control state. And the left loves them because they love control. And if control means throwing gay people overboard, they'll do it. If it means pissing away environmental regulations and supporting the world's biggest polluter, you're damn right they'll do that too. Now, why have they been so quiet, the left, about the disgusting videos of animal torture and death and imprisonment in Shanghai due to COVID restrictions? Why have they been so quiet? Did you notice that? You hear it on Fox. You see it from right-leaning commentators, all these videos. Jack Posobiec's been publishing a whole bunch of these on his social media feed, these Shanghai videos. You don't hear much from the left about it. Kind of strange, right? Journal's got a great piece on this one. Shanghai zero COVID lockdowns by their editorial board. They note this. Here's the reason the left, the control obsessed totalitarian left, has their mouths shut on the Shanghai prison state. Quote, because this is an embarrassment for many Western commentators, public health officials, and CEOs. For many years, a prominent school of thought held that China's authoritarian system produced better governance by making hard but correct policy decisions that elude democratic leaders. Sounds like something Larry Fink said before in that cut. Goes on, quote, this supposedly made China a safer place to invest, and more recently led some bureaucrats to idealize Beijing's 2020 COVID lockdown in Wuhan. Now you get it? All coming around? Making sense for you now? They love totalitarianism. COVID was a vehicle to show people how, pay attention to this, please, please, please. COVID was a vehicle for them to show how effective totalitarianism can be and how messy and chaotic, to quote Larry Fink, democracy is. Look at the mess we had over here. People dying from COVID. We need to be more like China. You don't have to worry about democracy. They locked the whole city down. Now do you see when a 26 million person city turns into a prison camp and cats and dogs wind up in bags beaten to death? How the left that supported this is a little embarrassed. Now, by the way, they're not embarrassed because they don't agree with it. Are we clear on this? They're not embarrassed at all because they don't agree. Is everybody clear? You got to be clear. They agree with it. They're embarrassed because you're seeing it and they know the PR is bad. So real quiet. Let's not show those videos. We want to bring that here. We want to bring that here. We can't bring it here if people see what it actually looks like. No one wants to be hauled off like that poor lady, the video of which we played in the beginning of the show. Watch it on Rumble. Tracked down, hunted down by the Chinese Communist Party COVID police. We can't tell people that's what's coming here.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.